All right. Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Austin Bible Church. The blessings continue this hour. If you were with us last hour, you heard a marvelous class out of 1 Corinthians 16 with five imperatives that the Apostle Paul gives to his original audience in Corinth and to us as well, related to our applications in to be made there as well. Stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong, let all that you do be done in love. And so if you missed that, we encourage you to get the MP3 off the website, take copious notes, because I know I was in the application to be found there. I'm going to bring Fassel up back up here in a moment. Our speaker today is Pastor Fassel John from Grace Bible Church, Pakistan. And before I forget, there is material in the foyer out there on the table. So you want to pick these up, including a biographical sketch there on this slip of paper. Dealing with Grace missionaries in Pakistan and the USA has got a picture of Fassel Carey and baby Israel. And so that's a new addition. If you're not familiar, you want to read about that. Also, prayer items on the back of that page. Also, a prayer card. Grace Academy School Building Project 2019, pray with us. This is the 316 Children's Home, and so you can pick up one of these as well. And the DVD of the video. In fact, I think you're going to see the video this hour as well. So you can pick up one of those as well. I tell you, Brother Fassel, we've known each other about 8 years now, but it seems like 100. It seems like forever, because it seems like my whole life that Fassel and I have such like-mindedness in the scriptures and such a love in the Lord. And I'll never forget the first day I ever met Fassel and Carey was in Linty's living room. And from the very first conversation, I was just like, wow, how have I not known this guy before? It's like we're twins, we're brothers, and the Lord has just been so faithful. So again, it's our blessing to have them here. They spoke. Fassel was a speaker yesterday at the Voice of the Martyrs conference that they had over at Hill Country Bible Church. And I might be prejudiced, I might be a little, I don't know, but when I had to pick all of the speakers that they had, I thought Fassel was off the charts, just the highlight of the day. Was the message that he had yesterday. And so we're going to be blessed today. Fassel, please come and bring your report.
Thank you, brother. Thank you very much. Good morning. It's still morning. Wow. Again, I just want to say thank you, Brother Bob, and all y'all for your time. And your support, your prayers, and I'm here, me and my wife is here to just let you know how effective was your prayer in 2018. So I want to share some reports, some great news, and what God has done, because as we were thinking, wow, God, you are awesome. Within 11 months, it's like we took a journey of miracles upon miracles and victories and a beautiful journey of God's faithfulness. It was as Google is so helpful, remind us, you know, where we were in such time, you know, this month and that month. Just so happened my phone have my locations on, so it was recording everything. It was recording everything, how many cities, how many places, how many countries, and how many miles we have to the journey. And it came down that we have so far in 2018, 4.1 time going back and forth or visiting the whole earth. 4.1 time. And I said, wow, God, you are awesome. You are awesome, and I said, but I can't beat the journey Paul took. So I said, whatever you have done, thank you. So we bring a report what God has done. Many of you already have read the newsletter, and we have to be, you know, like so thoughtful not to put everything in the newsletter. So that's why we are here face to face. So before we go into what God has done and continually doing, I like to offer up a prayer for your sake and my sake, because English is my second language and I like to depend on the Holy Spirit. And I'm very simple-minded. I call barbecue, barbecue. I think that's very legit. So let's pray. Father, thank you so much again for Austin Bible Church. Thank you, Father, for the body of Christ. Thank you, Father, for Brother Bob and his shepherd heart to giving us the opportunity to talk what you have done. And may this hour again to be delightful, to helpful, to exhort, and whatever the humor you want to bring into the report, may your name be glorified. And whatever the cause you want to call us to clean up our closets so we can, you know, be obedient to your voice. So, Father, guide me. Holy Spirit, help me to do the communication. In Jesus' name, I pray for all your faithfulness. Amen. So, I think I will share the... Oh, that's the five commands. Let me go back. Where's the report? Right. ABC, right here. Austin Bible Church. So God been so faithful, and he's awesome to depend on more than our credit card. That is awesome way to put. More than to depend on our credit card, no matter what kind of, you know, agency we use, Chase, Citi, or Freedom, or 50 Centuries, whatever. Our God is good to put our whole weight on him. I was thinking, I said, you know, wow, faith is like, you know, putting your whole weight on climbing chair. You come so tired, weary, and winding up the whole your day, and you come home, and then you sit on your this climbing chair without a shadow of any ounce of doubt that this chair will let you down. You just crash on it, and boom, you are in the comfort. And I said, that's a good picture of a faith in Almighty God's hand, to just crash on him and say, thank you. Thank you. We bless you because you said, come, and I will give you rest. So he's been faithful, and God has been doing a marvelous work in Pakistan, as you have maybe heard in the news what's going on. So I want to share two faces. What God is doing, even all the suffering and pain and persecution is going on. So Grace Bible Church has been so blessed because the harvest is plentiful over there. And God has been working in the details, and a lot of people are ready. Ready like, you know, a mango tree is ready to be picked up. Like, you know, sometime I was with my wife, Carrie, in Chicago when we were living. So we went to this field of apple field. You pay $8 and full of your bucket with picking apples. Or also was a nearby, you know, what is called that, the big thing, the pumpkins, the pumpkin month. To go through that, and it was awesome to go ruddy tree and pick up the apples that you need and fill up your bucket and walk away. Pakistan is like that. Third world countries are ruddy like a harvest that need to be, you know, picked or ready to be, you know, proclaimed for the name of Jesus Christ. So what God has been doing, a lot of people are in pain, suffering, and going through a lot of hardship, but God is not mocked. He do not leave anybody without, you know, excuse. He don't give anybody reason to have excuse because he's faithful. So this picture always remind me and my wife Carrie the passage from chapter 9 of the Gospel of Matthew, where Jesus saw a big crowd. And he had a compassion. Compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So a lot of people in Pakistan, they are like a sheep without a shepherd. So anytime we go, that's the prayer. Lord, give us a compassion. Give us a compassion for the field that is ready. And somebody have to walk to pick the fruit that has been prepared. So what's going on? You know, the persecution. That's the one way of persecution in Pakistan. A lot of Christians do not have a good job. So that's the Christians get a job as a sewer cleaners. There's no safety goggles. There's no safety plan from the government. You just go in and make money to help your family. That is from our congregation, young man, and that was the picture taken because that was his regular job. To just bring back a picture of what people face in Pakistan to just, you know, make sense to us how blessed we are. Still so blessed that, you know, it's bless our both socks off that people are facing over there. Sewer cleaning. People are suffering for lifetime debt. They cannot pay. Every bricks they bake, they have to pay their debt and then living on it. And they don't own any property. They are only completely depending on the mercy of the brick kiln's owner. And if you don't fulfill what you are to, sometimes you get lashes. Sometimes you get, you know, punishment. Or sometime you are being, you know, forced to convert to Islam because you cannot pay your debt and that is the only way to get out of debt. But people don't do that. There's a lot of stories. You can even Google it on Ask Mr. Google about, you know, the persecution of Christians at the brick kilns. You will find so many stories. Several years ago, husband and wife was burned alive because they didn't deny, and they said, we do not want to deny Christ. So that's the life of brick kilns over there in Pakistan. Then mob happened over there. A lot of people's house will burn because when they go door to door, just like in Syria, whenever they see this letter noon, that is the English word for N, stand for a follower of Jesus of Nazareth. When that N letter shows up on any property, that property is gone, family is gone, destroyed because they are marked by that letter N, follower of Nazareth of Jesus Christ. So a lot of people go home to home in Pakistan asking, are you Christian? When big mob of 5,000, 6,000, 10,000 people come. And they will go and they will sweep the whole area and most of time kill people, burn everything because somebody was not happy in their own skin when somebody says, I will not deny Christ. I will not, you know, accept your offer. So that's another phase of life in Pakistan. And a Christian girl, a rich family man, they are known as a thug called Gujar. They are countrymen, very brutal, ask her to convert to Islam, to marry, and she said, no, I cannot have any sexual relationship with you and I will not deny my faith. And he said, if you are not mine, you will not be anybody else. And he burned her. 90% her body was burned and she died in a hospital. This has just happened last year. And then, you know, many other things. A whole colony was burned over nothing. Two young men was, one was burned because he was going on a holy day, which is a Friday of in Pakistan, and he was asked, who are you? And he said, I'm a follower of Christ. My name is Naaman Masih. So he was beaten and then set a fire, put a gasoline on, and he was on fire and burned 55% his body. And these are the picture of the mob that coming and destroying because, again, if you cannot win somebody with love, there's no any other way to, you know, win anybody for any faith. So they could not do it, so they used the force, and nobody was converted, but many was in eternity face to face. And this has happened just several years ago and last year. And that is the also bomb blasting. We are here so blessed. So blessed with the freedom and everything. And, over there, over 265 people was gone in the church setting. Can you guys see that clearly? You guys need to take the lights off or something if you need. Please be comfortable. There you go. So that was the church attack on a Sunday service. And bodies was everywhere, and people was in the coffins. Because again, the radical want to attack the church because they cannot convert by any means, so they want to punish people. That's why we are so blessed, and with the blessing we are so, responsible. Anything America do or trying to do it cause in third world is a great value or it's a great destruction. So that's why with the blessing comes, responsibility. And I want to let you guys know, as you pray for Pakistan, we gather up every morning seven days a week. And people are praying from Pakistan for the Church of America. Praying for president, praying for people, that God give them wisdom to make right choices, because when people cannot hurt people in America, they hurt the family members over there, because to the third world country, all America is Christian. They're saying, if you cannot hurt Christian in America, hurt their family over here in the whatever the location. So if we hurt them here, it will hurt over there. But 70% of people have no clue. They are couch potatoes. They have no idea. They are busy in their own busyness. So that's what happened in third world countries, because we share same belief and same Bible and same value and the one Christ who died for all. And that's another story I often hesitate to tell people. I have three cousins. And this is several years ago. Two cousins was accused to be blasphemer. They were taken into police custody. They had a physical remand. Physical remand or investigation is not like, in America. It is completely opposite. They punish people, beat them to make them to, get the truth out of them. So they were physically tortured 10 days to make sure that find out what is the truth. And after that, the court hearing, at the court, they were declared clean, not blameless. They were blameless, not blame. And as they came out, somebody was not happy in their own skin from Islam. They came and they shot both brothers. Both cousins was killed, and the third one who's living just isolated. And that mother, anytime we visit, and she said, I can't get over the loss that I have of two sons, and the third one is like almost isolated from a social life. He don't go out because it's too dangerous. So I don't often tell that story, but Carrie been saying, why do you hesitate? So I'm sharing with you guys. So when even you are not, found guilty, your payment of your faith is death. And I think is worthy to live that way. Because if our faith is not worthy to die for, what's the point of living? And it's a beautiful way to live. It's honorable. It's noble to live such a way that we are not only willingly to live for our faith, but living willingly to die for our faith, what we hold valuable. CIBB, probably you guys been praying because she was in prison over 9 years. And she didn't do anything. Over one cup of water. As she was working in the field and the whole argument started, and she was blamed that she disrespect the prophet. And then she was arrested. 9 years separated from her husband and daughters. And meantime, as she's in prison, they are running for town to town, place to place, just like the early church was scattered. Anywhere they went, the church was born. So her family was scattered over 9 years, many, many places, could not have education, could not have a place to, you know, in a proper way. So recently, last October, praise God for the Supreme Court in Pakistan, several judges, they came together, they did again and again, and finally had the hearing in the court, and they decided to make the verdict. And the verdict was, she is justified, she is blameless, and she should be free to go. But the mob in the streets, whole Pakistan, even other nations that was holding Islamic value, wanna make a display. And can you imagine? People, streets, every highway, byway is a full of mob, and they are screaming on top of their lungs with a picture, kill the infidel, execute. And they have put a bounty on her. So a lot of people have been asking, and last time, yesterday they were asking at the conference, they said, do you know anything? I said, you know, the verdict was made, she was free to go, and some people, there's a news, say she's already out of the country in Canada, some saying she's somewhere in the Europe, some was making it known that she's already in Israel, we don't know. And I said, that's a good thing because she is a still target. There's a bounty on her. If anybody will take her out, it will be, you know, granted with a great money and respect and be made known like a hero. So, my personal, I think, personal opinion or information or thinking, she's somewhere safe. Praise God. Praise God, and that is the all matter. And sometime, you know, the personal revelation or understanding God gave you, I like you know, you have a special encounter or conviction through the Holy Spirit, and that is not meant for everybody to know. So just like that, I say to people, I say, thank you for your praying. Thank you for sending letter. Thank you for doing everything. Maybe we will never see or known in this side of the eternity, you know, where she is and what she's doing. But we will have a chance to sit down on somewhere on, you know, a river to have a story with Asiya. Tell us what you went through for the namesake of Christ, because she didn't deny. If she have accepted right there and deny her faith, she will be hero and known in the whole Islamic world. But she deny not her faith. So that is the picture of Pakistan in many form. But our God is a God who have a heart of a lion. He's a roaring lion. And I was thinking, I say, you know, wow, what a wonderful parallel. Jesus Christ is the Lion of Judah, and Satan is trying to, you know, copy him as a lion that is, you know, walking around to chew up any believer. And then Solomon says, you know, Solomon's chapter, Proverbs in 28, he says, a righteous man is like a bold lion. And I was making a picture in my mind. I say, you know, Jesus is a lion. Christ is the Lion of Judah, and Satan is trying to make a picture of him just like he wants to be the morning star, because Christ is the star that's going to shine when he come back. Christ is the one, and everything Christ is, Satan is trying to copy him. And when he sees a believer, he sees a Lion of Judah in him or her. So I said, that's why he wet his pamper. Every time he sees any believer in Christ growing and progressing in the plan and the purpose of God, Satan, his large size pamper is full of scubala when he sees any believer going forward. So God is moving in like a mighty way in Pakistan. So we've been provided Bibles over there, and Bibles going into the hands of many young men, young women. They are happy. We have the translated book from Drew, the Essential Study Guide, and it's like, you know, a small survey and a brief introduction of the Bible and the main person in the each book of the Bible. And it's a beautiful to hand out with the Bibles in Pakistan. So Bible going into the hands of believers, hands of, you know, whoever had not a new book Bible, they're receiving. This woman had a Bible. This is her second Bible. That's the one was given. And she said, I waited for many, many decades to have a new Bible. And thank you for coming. I said, thank God who sent us through so many people to provide the Bible. So Bible is a valuable treasure into the hands of believers in, I cannot talk about India only, not in China, but in Pakistan. A lot of people take it as Job says, it's a treasure to my soul. Your word is more than valuable as a treasure for my daily food. We all have a pantry in our homes, a big food pantry, not pantry, pantry. Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Pantry. And we store our food. So I have talked to so many people, and they said, you know, this is a valuable food to keep us, you know, healthy. And the Bible is the great food for any unhealthy soul to eat. So Bible going forward in the hands of Pakistan, and we've been blessed to send out to this year, last year, to four different nations just by mailing. A lot of Muslim people who's been hungry and cannot buy Bible from their local city, they are requesting us on the email and saying, can we have a Bible? Sometimes we are hesitate, sometimes saying maybe that's a trap or danger zone. And over and over, it's just a reminder by my honey bunny. She said, the worst thing will happen to you. You will go to prison and preach a gospel there. I said, that's very comforting. Very comforting. She said, just send the Bible and let whatever happen. And we've been wisely making choices, and we sent to so many. Majority, the people of majority, or I will say perhaps our cousins, the cousins who are, you know, cuckoo. So they are receiving Bibles, and they are coming into the light of Christ, and God is working in so many ways. Saudi Muslim now is a strong Christian. Saudi Arabia, Dubai, Abu Dhabi, last time we were visiting in Abu Dhabi, just like, you know, Joshua and Caleb was Khalib, I'm saying in Urdu, or maybe probably the Khalib in Hebrew too, going into the land and checking out the territory. Me and my two brothers, we went to Abu Dhabi, and God has an open door for us to go back again and to have a couple of conferences. We found, just like, you know, potato is found anywhere in the world, so the Christians. as potatoes are common, whether it's a regular or sweet potato, Christians are found because someone have gone to the extra mile. So his goal is, Ahmed's goal is to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to Muslims. So God is working in the hearts of Islam. The more is the heart is harder, the more grace is upon for them to know. Because the thick head any person is, more he will become the softest. The persecutor become a, you know, also progressive to be persecuted for the same. Just like Saul becoming a Paul. So a lot of people are coming to faith in a Muslim world, and God is working in a mighty way, in a different way. And when we say God is sovereign, that is the definition of God, sovereignty of God. He don't have to check with us what he want to do it. We cannot put him in a cage because he is a lion. And nobody can face him when he's determined to win souls in so many ways. And then a leadership conference is going on. That is my desire, and I love to share the word and teach God's word in Pakistan in my own language. And it's beautiful. So we've been focusing on in the leadership, expose, engage, equip, encourage, and edify. And it is beautiful to, you know, take through the whole course, and a lot of people are being blessed. That was our last conference. Over 60, 70, no, that was my conference before Carrie and Pastor Gene came. So that's one of them conference of last year, and it was a blessing. I went through the Galatians, the book of Galatians, and it was a blessed time to share about the sixth chapter summary with them to let them know. Paul is first two chapter, you know, he's giving the defense. He's defending the gospel of God, gospel of Christ. And then chapter 3 and 4, he is explaining the gospel of Christ. And chapter 5 and 6, he is teaching them how to apply the gospel that you already believe. And then in between that, he's telling them where you're going wrong. And he rebuking and taking to, you know, Peter into a big Bucky store and saying, let's have some barbecue and let me correct you. Let me correct you. That's just my way to put it. So pastor conference is going very well over there. So Pastor Gene and his son-in-law, Daniel from Australia, his lovely wife, Sister Nan, and my honey bunny was there. We had a wonderful time of a conference we did on Saul to Paul. It was a great time to do that with the pastors, so they were happy. They said, you know what, we have gone to so many other conferences and not learned from past 3 years. We learn here with 2 days. So it was a great compliment, the hospitality and the honor and everything that was given to them. It was great. So conference is going good, and being in my age, as I was a neglected youth, I have a heart for a generation in Pakistan, just like Nehemiah had a heart for his nation to build up the wall. I have a heart for my generation, and I was, you know, sobbing over and thinking, I said, Lord, I need to reach the people. So there will be more vessels, more people, more matter than a vessel to go and change the history. So we start focusing on the youth conferences. So this is our church that you have prayed, you have given, you are continually, and that is the church building in a beautiful shape. Complete building, some things need to be put, but it is a beautiful sanctuary of God's presence to be sharing the word of God. So we did the youth conference. It was 117 Fahrenheit. No AC yet. We will put AC, but I said, you know, let's do the conference. So we had, like, you can see the fans. You can see the fans everywhere, right here. Fan. So it was hot, sweating. We are sweating. And I was thinking, standing on the stage, I said, I'm like, you know, a cactus from the Phoenix Hills, baking in a 117 Fahrenheit. I was sweating, but it was good. It was worth. In this conference, I was teaching the life of Joseph. Life of Joseph, and going through the life of Joseph and explaining. And to the very last class, I said, you know, is anybody like to reserve a room for eternity? I said, you can imagine, you know, it's so hot here, and it will be million times more hotter forever and ever in hell. So is anybody want to reserve a room for eternity in a non or smoking room? Non-smoking or smoking room? And it makes sense to them. I think that heat scared them. And 65 young men and women made a decision that day after they heard clearly. I said, you know, you can spend eternity either in the right side or wrong side. So it was a, you know, fruitful. And 65 young men and women accepted Christ in that conference. So youth is growing, even all the persecution going on and everything is happening. People are learning God's word. And also written word is going into the hands of people. Beside Bible, we have been distributing the basics book in Pakistan with the youth and with the teachers. So that was another conference. It was hard too. It was hard too. And we really enjoyed. And that was a Life of Joseph part two, because I could not do it. Yes, dear, my wife giving me hands up. 10 minutes? Okay, thank you. And that's a beautiful church we had. This is the church. Now is full with the congregation. The work of 10 years of, you know, travel back and forth, going to the villages, and all the people work on the main front line. So this is the congregation. It was over 800 people from over 10 house churches, 3 planter churches, local congregation, all came. Actually, didn't all came, because some of them have to watch their homes and their animals or things. So over 800 people were there, and they were very blessed to have the new sanctuary, and they learned what is grace mean. And because it was a Grace Bible Church, a grand opening. So again, thank you for giving. It was full, it was packed, everybody was happy, and everybody was enjoying God's presence. So that's what God is doing in Pakistan. And then we had the Jean and Ann was over there. So they did the village curriculum training. And my prayer, me and Kerry was talking about, for 2019 to have 101 Sunday school trained teachers to go into the places where we go. Because last year we were able again to do 1,400, even more than 1,400 Christmas care packages. And I say, you know, I feel when we go to the villages and share the gospel with children, and they leave, and probably next year we will go back to this area. So I said, we need to leave Titus in that area, Timothy in that area, Philemon in that area, or Peter, or somebody to raise them, train them, so they can, you know, teaching their, you know, little children. So that's why we have a vision for 101 Sunday school. But so far, God is so faithful. Already 12 students that become a teachers continually teaching in this area. So Christmas care package, again, you have participate in that, and God bless that a lot. Over 1,400 children heard the gospel, received the not, you know, only the message, but heart-shaped goggles. Because last year, Carrie picked the theme called My Heart. So it goes from my sick heart to my safe heart to my smiling heart to serving heart and strong heart. And then it's a beautiful way to, you know, go in sequences. And there's so many hearts in the Bible, deceive heart, fat heart, lose heart, whatever. So they learn. They learn about the heart condition in the Bible, and it was beautiful. And the school, Grace Academy School, first portion is done, second portion is done, and we are in the closure probably in a couple months, maybe in May. It will be done in August. We will have the whole school complete by the grace of God as God is continued to provide. So then we will shift the whole school there, and we will have a school in function, and that is going on, and the local people are blessed. Even so many people are blessed. They're saying, thank you for hiring us. So that is the way they build the lantern, and a lot of steel, wires, everything. So it's been great. It's been great, and God has been faithful. You guys have been faithful. Many others been faithful to the same cause. And pray for Pakistan, continue to. Pray for the abolishing the law that is only up on the hands of and heads of Christians. Pray for the frontliners. Pray for the 2019 vision. Pray for the mission that is going on. And pray for God opens doors. And keep us, me and my wife, more younger so we can keep going. Or we need, you know, some supernatural injection, continue. So that's what is going on. And I want to finish with the video that was chosen by the Voice of the Martyrs. And it will be great. You can see another face of Pakistani Christian face. Here we go.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Kadus, 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 abal faj. Zameen asman ke khalq malik. Tera shukr ada karte hain is pyare mauka ke liye ki tune hamari zameen mein bakhsh diya. Tera shukr ada karte hain khuda is subah ke liye khuda ki tune hamari zameen mein bakhsha. Ki nayi subah de sake khuda unda. Khuda tera shukr ada karte hain bachcho ke liye khuda unda.
Today in Pakistan, we Christians are second-class citizens. Though we have committed no crime, we are ostracized and banished to the lowest place in society. Often we are forced to leave our villages and our own homes. We cannot get good jobs. And we have no voice in government. What is left for us is servitude. Sewage work. And we know we will never advance. But we have a church, a place where Christians come together to worship the Lord Jesus Christ, to sing His praise, to study His Word. For while our country has turned its back on us, God has not. Sometimes it is not easy. The loss, the injustice. So please remember to pray for us. That we will continue to live together in fellowship. That we will continue to see the joy of the Lord in our lives. And that we will persevere in our faith no matter the cost. And please remember, we are praying for you.
This is our congregation, and last year I was speaking at the VOM conference, and the director came and he said, you know, he'd been praying to communicate the pain and the suffering that people face in Pakistan. So he said, you are answer of my prayer. I said, I will be gladly to share this work with you, to be the voice of people in Pakistan for the body of Christ in the USA. So that's how the whole video will put together. This is our congregation, our brothers and sisters who go daily face these kind of things. A lot of people die in a sewer cleaning because the natural gas, because they don't have a proper gears. A lot of people being killed on a brick kilns because most of time their faith values are more valuable than anything else. So anyways, that is the picture of Pakistan, but Paul said, do not lose heart. God is great. Really, really good God we serve in all circumstances. We cannot complain. We cannot, you know, I was thinking this morning, never mind, I'm having a some timer, not all timer, I hope, I don't need to see those days. I like to have a some timer, which is good. Sometimes I forget, where's my wife? It's good to forget that sometime. Ooh, I hope she will not beat me when I go home. Anyways, so God has been so gracious, so faithful, and, you know, it's beautiful to have, you know, a life journey with your partner, and then you get to know each other, and you know each other's thoughts, and it's just a beautiful relationship. I think it's a beautiful picture of what God, the Holy Spirit, was trying to paint through Paul. He said, the mystery I'm talking about, it is a mystery. And I'm talking about, he said, husband and wife, we need to get to know more and more our Lord so we can, you know the plan and the purpose and the tip fingers of our daily life. So it's good to, you know, get to know each other and be funny and enjoy life in all aspects. So, We have alarm as a family, me and Carrie, that is 3:20 p.m. You can set up for a.m. That's your choice. 3:20 p.m. every day. And that is the way we memorize passages. So from Ephesians 3:20, that we can ask our Lord God exceedingly, abundantly, whatever we can even not imagine. And He provide and work through the Holy Spirit that is in us. So set alarm 3:20 for prayer. And it will be beautiful, so you can continue to pray for Pakistan and say, Lord, sell more cattle from Texas to provide the needs in Pakistan. And if you guys have any other question, we still got some time.
Yeah, we have a few minutes still, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Questions, and if you have a question, just raise your hand. I'll get a microphone to you. I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Who's that?
That is our baby Israel. And I can give you a brief account how this whole thing happened. We were in Israel and Carrie was asking, because everybody was asked when you are standing at the Wailing Wall beyond the temple, beside the temple. And they were saying, hey, put a prayer request in the crack. So Carrie had one, I have many. Long story short, and she came and she said, I'm going to put a prayer asking God, God, if you want us to raise a baby, infant baby, and if it's your will, you know, make that happen, because we don't have any children as our own. So she said, can I do that? I said, sure. Let's see if that's His will, and we will have a clear answer. So guess what? She put the prayer, and from there we go back to Pakistan, and she come back early December to USA, and I am with my family and my younger brother's wife, and Anila, who is the birth mother of Israel, woke up and says, you know, either God visited, Jesus visited, or spoke to me, says this baby that is in my belly is belong to Faisal and Carrie, and give it to them. So, and they were talking to me, they said, this is what we want to do. I said, wait, let me call my wife. So I got on Skype, and she's on the Skype, and she said, why they are here? There's something different. What's going on? I said, you guys talk, and I will translate. So I translated. I said, this is happening. And she said, get out. I can't make my wife noise. Carrie, how did you say that?
Get out.
That's it. So I can mimic my wife, but not her. Get out. So, and that's how whole thing happened. So currently we have apply for his visa. We are going back in the end of March 24th or 5th. And our interview with the Pakistan embassy in Islamabad is March 28th. So we have done our part, and we want to put some burden on you, which is a prayer, that the representative, when we having the interview regarding Israel, not to issue the visa, so he will not find anything. So pray for baby Israel. We call him Ray Ray, sometime Juju, sometime Boo Boo, and many things. So.
All right, thank you. So pray for that on March 26th.
28th is the interview.
28th for the interview, so he can get his visa to come. And it's a tourist visa is the first one he gets.
Yes, sir.
And then a year from now?
A year from now, then I will be American citizen legitly for 5 years. So then I can apply for his permanent residency.
Okay. So Faisal became an American 4 years ago, and in one more year, then he'll be eligible to apply for Israel to get his citizenship or get his immigration visa to come. So keep that in your prayers. Do we have other questions here today? Anything related to Pakistan or the ministry? Here we go.
You had an orphanage.
Yes.
Is that now the school?
No, orphanage is a separate. We took the property that was a school. First was orphanage, so now it's turned into a school completely. And we have another separate home for the 316 home, which is abutted with the downstairs, my mom and dad and other family member on the second floor when we go, me and Carrie, we live in that, and they are the next to us. So we are on the same floor with the children, just one door away.
Other questions? Okay.
Yeah, and actually, February 27, Friday, 1:30 in Phoenix, 2015, I became an American citizen. So I think 3 days I'm going to celebrate. I'm going for hunting. No. Thank you again, sir, so much, so much.
I'm going to say a prayer, and then we'll dismiss with our closing hymn. Heavenly Father, we do come before you with joy, just thanking you so much, Father, for how faithful you are. Beyond all that we could ask or think, we can't even imagine, Father, the goodness that you have. I thank you for the adoption of baby Israel, and I pray for Fassel and Carrie as they learn to become first-time parents, to raise up this child in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And we look forward to meeting him ourselves the next time when he gets to come and visit, and the blessings there too, Father. We thank you for the salvation of those that are coming to faith in Christ, that in the Muslim world, Father, they're having dreams and visions, and there is a fruitful harvest related to so many Muslims that are coming to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. So I thank you for the courage and the faith that Fassel and Carrie have to continue on in their ministry there. We give you the praise and the glory in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.